This is Dr. Kevin Elko with this Thursday night pep talk. The bow was renewed in my hands. In the book of Job, as he went through all the challenges he went through, one of the statements he made, which I use often to myself, is the bow was renewed in my hands. He was talking about something called second wind. Many times we rest or stop to get our second wind. But this is something very interesting. What Job was saying is, I gathered my energy in the act of doing, not in the act of stopping, in the act of doing. I saw something not long ago. My little girl was running a triathlon, and she was sprinting, and she pulled over to the side of the road during her run and started throwing up. I just stood there watching her bent over. And then she came out of it and spun around, looked back at the road, and started sprinting again. The bow was renewed in her hands. Not in the act of doing anything to the doing. I guess the throwing up was process of the whole triathlon. Learn how to fight weary. And as you learn how to fight weary, you keep going. And sometimes the fatigue, most often the fatigue, isn't physical. It's psychological and spiritual. But if you keep moving, you'll be renewed. See, actually, physically, they say when you're initially tired, that's your brain. That there is a real tired, but it's much, much later. The bow will be renewed in my hands. Keep going. If you learn how to fight weary, if you learn how to, if you do not grow weary, you will reap in due season if you faint not. You will learn that you're going to gain energy as you go. But what happens to many people on the field is they stop. They quit. Dan Gable was a famous wrestler. I think he won one match. I'm sorry, he lost one match his whole time that he performed. Famous coach now. And his goal in life was to pass out during practice, to learn how to faint not. My little boy was playing a soccer game the other day. He's a goalie. And the ball hit him in the face, and I screamed out to him. He was kind of recontorting his face and rubbing it a little bit. And I said, Jared, focus on the game, not your face. It stings the same amount of time whether you think about it or not. I don't know. Did you ever stub your toe? See, hell is the moment that you realized that God made you for more. The bow is renewed in my hands. Keep going. In the Andes, this low tribe came down. I'm sorry, a high tribe came down and took a little baby from the low tribe. For 2 days, the men sat and thought about how they were going to go and get the baby back. At the end of the second day, the mother came by walking with the baby. And it was a 2-day hike to get to the top of the mountain. The man screamed at that woman, we're still planning. It's a 2-day hike. How did you go up and get your baby? She said, it's not your baby. It's my baby. It's your baby. Keep going. Keep on going. The bow was renewed in my hands. Have a reason, but keep going. And in the Andes, a man wrecked his plane one day. And he was sitting there dying. And he started thinking about his family. And he knew that if he did not go and his body found, his family would never get the insurance money. So he started to move in the snow. And he climbed up on a rock so his body can be found. Then he started thinking about his family, and he kept moving, and he kept moving, and he kept moving. 2 days later, he walked into a village, almost completely frostbitten. And he said, I never would have experienced the hell I went through. For me, I did it for my family. The bow is renewed in my hands. And Buster Douglas was the first boxer to beat Tyson. Buster Douglas got out of a drug and alcohol rehab 3 months before that fight. His daughter was diagnosed with leukemia 2 months before that fight. His mother passed away 1 week before that fight. He hit Tyson's glove pre-fight and said, I dedicate this win to the memory of my mother. The bow is renewed in my hands. Keep going, and you will find energy in the act of doing. Please keep an eye out for our new program coming out called Your Sacred Season. It is almost 4 hours of recorded material related to the athlete and making this season something much more meaningful. I really appreciate you guys listening to our Thursday night pep talk.